Happy birthday, KCHA. November 27th marks KCHA's 50th anniversary on the air, and we're celebrating all week. I'm Carol Byrne. Back in the fall of 1949, Ralph Evans arrived in Charles City to build the new station. Evans was chief engineer for the Bartell Group, a new broadcasting company formed in Milwaukee following World War II. KCHA was the Bartell Group's newest addition, joining three Wisconsin stations already on the air. But as Evans recalls, the new KCHA would sign on with some, shall we say, pre-owned equipment.
We didn't buy a new transmitter for any of these stations in the earlier days. We did locate on the used market a used transmitter, and sometimes they had to be fixed up, but I could do that, so that was another way of keeping the cost down.
Unfortunately, that led to some technical problems during KCHA's first 2 weeks on the air.
I did have some trouble with the one there at Charles City, which I had to, didn't sound very good on the air, and so I had to run down to Collins Radio in the middle of the night one night and pick up a part that the transmitter needed, which solved the problem.
And the actual construction of the station that fall didn't quite go without a hitch either, as Evans recalls.
The tower was about half up, and I came out there one morning early, and the tower crew didn't show up. So I went into town looking for them, and don't remember who directed me to the county jail, but there they were. They'd been locked up for going out the night before and kind of having a little fun, and I guess they kind of tore up a tavern or something, and they got stuck in jail, and I had to make arrangements to get them out and get them back on the job. So we got the tower built after that with no more problems.
Ralph Evans, a consulting engineer who built KCHA's first tower and studios 50 years ago this month. He spoke with us recently from his office in suburban Milwaukee. I'm Carol Byrne.